Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio. Lighten
up. Hello and happy Wednesday, sweet friends. And I guess I should also be saying happy Halloween to you. I'm hoping that everything is all kinds of scary and fun for you today. It's such a beautiful, intense energy that we've just moved through. We've got through that moon last week. The effects of that moon definitely have been staying with us and stirring deep inside of us. As I explained last week, that we are under what is called the truth moon. So deeper truth realized and the truth of who we are, that most authentic aspect within, deep inside of ourselves, being revealed. And since then, you're probably feeling exactly how I've been feeling. And it's a little bit of a sense of confusion in terms of what purpose, what my purpose is, what the purpose to life is all about, and how it is that, you know, we can really know, am I living my purpose? Am I doing what truly honors and calls and to my soul. Now, through some of the changes and shifts that have taken place over this last little while, as I said, it has us feeling a little bit disassociated, you could say, from the life we've been living. And there's good reason for that. Part of the transformational energy that is at play right now in the cosmos is actually bringing us up and forward into greater capacity in our life. And in the process, there are some changes that are happening much deeper inside of us, where there are some soul contracts that are being renegotiated, or there's some new contracts that are being created. So with it, at a soul level, of course, these contracts are what runs behind our lives. And they are directly in alignment with what our purpose is all about. And as we make conscious choice and as we move through our life, and sometimes when we're about to launch into something even greater that, you know, within our lives that we're really passionate or really excited about, there are some shifts and changes that happen deep inside of us in order to make that happen. Now, there are all kinds of soul contracts out there. Some of them are you know, in terms of business and in intimate relationships, those contracts with friends and family. And we even have soul contracts in place with those people who we just can't connect with in life. You know, the ones that cause us to be wounded, to be upset, that aggravate us or tick us off. We've got a contract with them too. There's a few key lessons that, you know, we are playing in each other's lives for the greatest purpose. Now, greater purpose for all of us at that. And when I say purpose, I mean that greater soul purpose inside of us. Now, when I think one of the greatest misconceptions about the purpose of life purpose or the purpose of life can, you know, there's all kinds of information out there. There's all kinds of perspectives and there's all great awareness to what is, you know, what is helping all of us to be able to realize, you know, what that means for us on an individual level, what speaks to us, what is in alignment with us, and what is essentially what is, you know, in our highest and greatest good. So we really need to be, you know, find ways in which we can maybe unplug from the busyness, the chaos, the uncertainty, and find a little bit of calm and find some new possibilities for what our purpose may actually entail. And of course, that is why you're tuning into today's show. And I'm so glad that you are here. Now, as always, I invite you to call in. This is your opportunity to get some direction, some advice, some help along the way on your journey. And of course, I take those calls after the commercial break. So if you would like to call in and get a little insight as to what greater purpose is for you, please do so. The number is 248-809-3475. And don't be shy. As I always say, sometimes we ask the question that, you know, it might be us asking the question for, you know, one or two or 20 or even 200 other people who are tuning into the show. So please do not be shy. Give me a call. Again, that number is 248-809-3475. So We are going through massive shifts. As I said, we've got some things. We're in the final phase of 2018. Can you believe that? There's like 8 weeks left. That like blows my mind. We have 8 weeks in this master year, this 11 year, where this is the year of foundation. This is the year of change. This is the year of realizing the greater potentials within all of us and how it is that we are utilizing our gifts and talents and abilities to be within greater contribution within our own lives, as well as the lives of others. And we're really feeling the intensity today. This is a very purpose-filled energy that we're playing within today. And so anything that we have been dreaming about, any visions we've had, anything that's really been birthing inside of us, we've been bringing into focus. And we've really saw the shift and change happen when we moved into September. September, it was like purpose got real. Purpose started to get serious. And there was a great magnetism of energy that began to really call us forward into something more. And that now, within these last final weeks of 2018, we're going to really be feeling that urgency, so to speak, inside of us right up until the end of December. In fact, I'm going to say it probably even stretches into the beginning of January, because right now this is a time of great manifestation, and manifestation can happen even if we're not in awareness to the fact that it's taking place in our lives. But it is about, we're going through changes. And so we're going through what can also be referred to is almost a new identity in the becoming of who we are at a deeper level. It's where our soul is rising and taking up a greater lead in our life. And so because of it, from an ego playing field, we have to give some attention to ego. We have to acknowledge ego, because when we get purposeful and we get purpose driven and we are being pushed and pulled by, our, you know, pushed by the universe and called forward in higher purpose, our little ego gets a little upset. It gets a little irritated. It gets frustrated. It cries. It gets scared. It falls into fear. And so it always takes our ego a little bit of time to catch up with what's happening at a greater transformational level inside of us. So right now you might be feeling that. There might be what, again, we can call it, and I don't like using the word crises, but it can feel like there's a little bit of an identity crisis. Who am I? What am I here for? What am I being called for? I don't know what I want to do. We're evaluating every aspect of our life. And that's what 2018 has invited us to do. And right now, it has intensified for us. Because right now, through this upgrade cycle that we're under, we're going through this massive internal shift inside. And these feelings, this emotional energy, this disassociation, so to speak, with who we are, is a really great indicator that we are, one, on the right path. As I say, anytime my ego gets upset and irritated and it's having its little freakouts, I know something good's about to happen in my life. I know there's going to be a massive breakthrough, and that something meaningful is just around the corner, that something has been made manifest in order to help me further. So we all go through this. It's this part of us, this ego part of us, is a part, it plays up, and it's also an indication of something emerging deeper inside of us, even if we are not consciously aware to what is manifesting. The moment, you know, we ask, of course, the universe goes into action. We begin, you know, heaven and earth begin to move to bring it towards us. And when we are focused on purpose and we're waking up feeling as if we're meant to do something more, that we're meant to have more, be more, do more with our lives, it really, we can, at this point in time, we can feel as if we are lost. And we can feel as if something is missing in our life. And it can be that you feel this calling to make a bigger difference in the world than maybe how you feel that you have been, but you're just not sure how you're going to do that. And sometimes we walk through life completely numb. We are unsure about anything. All we know about is we are not happy and we are not feeling fulfilled. And there is a lot of maybe suffering or an intense inner turmoil that we've we've been going through in order to be and do and have more in our lives. So, everything is within, is purposeful for us when we are engaged with finding our purpose. Now, feeling like something is missing, I mean, it does go away eventually. And I'm going to give you some unexpected ways in which to maybe help you discover greater purpose in your life, for you to rediscover some passion for living, and maybe get you connected to something more meaningful and deeper inside of you. That's what today's show is all about, of course. When, I remember, and I think it was yesterday, it might have been an hour ago, where I was struggling to figure out my purpose. Now, I have said time and time again on the show, it's a part of the events and retreats and things that I do, is that life reveals purpose to us. And we don't often recognize it as purpose being shown to us because we're too much in the mess and in the funk and in the emotional aspects of whatever circumstance and situation is that we are moving through at that time. So it becomes difficult, to try to figure it out, of course, in the midst of chaos taking place. However, you only need to take a look at your life in terms of where you have been, where your struggles have been, where the greatest sacrifices have been, where the most difficult things you've had to overcome to understand your purpose. Now, you would think it would be handed on a much more golden platter, that it would be sparkling and bright, and it would be this grandiose thing that you would get. It's like all of the heavens say, here you go. Here's this beautiful wrapped box with the golden egg inside of it. This is your purpose. And you get to open up that magical egg and poof, there it is. Except it's not how it happens. Our soul, we are these human beings, right? Our purpose is to be. I'm going to talk more about that in a while. But we're these human beings. We are a spirit having a human experience. However, it is why our soul is here. Our soul is here for the contrast, the controversy, the drama, the wounds, the struggles. This is what our soul is wanting in this life. And yet from an ego perspective, we get all caught up and frustrated and, find ourselves in an emotional tornado through every little thing that comes our way. But it is through all of that turmoil, through all of the chaos, through all of the things that we've had to rise above and see ourselves through, that life purpose begins to reveal itself to us. Now, that is the case for me, and that has definitely been a part of how it is that I've come to purpose. Now, first off, I want to say that purpose is not static. It doesn't just stay the same, and nor do we want purpose to do that. Purpose changes and evolves and grows as we evolve and grow. That what feels like purpose in what, we get to change our mind about purpose. This is just because we find something that truly fulfills us and lights us up and ignites us in some way. It can be purpose, but it can be purpose for a short period of time in our life. And it can also be purpose for a longer time periods, maybe years even. However, there will come a time where we have grown, where we have evolved, where we have shifted into heightened state of consciousness that causes us to begin to seek even greater purpose. Purpose is constantly evolving as we are. So we have to get over, as we go, but we've got to get over that idea of one. And many of us struggle because we try to find that one thing that we're meant to do. But trying to find only one thing is one of the reasons why we feel like something is missing. Do you get it? That to find only one thing, it's like, I'll tell you, that one thing actually limits us from fulfilling our greatness, from realizing our potential. When we get so focused on one thing in terms of purpose, that's where we lose it, I would say, altogether. So we've got to get over thinking that there is only one purpose for us and embrace the idea that our purpose is so much more than that. And how we are living our life, living it to the fullest, going through, you know, stop resisting the resistance and being afraid of the unknown and really fully engaging with life. That there are ways that life begins to show us purpose. Now, of course, I'm a life coach. I am a speaker. I'm an author. I'm a spiritual teacher. I'm a mediumship mentor. I've got all of these things that I do. Those are the things that I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about helping other people. I am a medium, and I know that part of my purpose, a piece of my purpose is to help and to teach, to mentor, and to help and allow people to really find that most authentic space inside of themselves so they can live freely in their life and freely in their being. But my purpose is so much more than that. Those are my passions. Those are the things that I feel passionate about in life. They're a part of my purpose, but my purpose is so much more. And so I bring this up because, again, as I say, we've got to kind of break up with that idea of there just being one thing in terms of purpose, of that magic egg being presented to us in this is like, here's your purpose. I'll tell you that when we seek our purpose, it comes because we lack passion. And when we don't feel connected to our life and we lack purpose, we're actually lacking passion. So one of the things to remember is that passion, the things we're passionate about, the things that drive us, the things that we've had to struggle to overcome, and now we are passionate about helping other people in some way, that's purpose. But we've got to ignite our passion. And when we can understand that when our real purpose and the real purpose to anyone's life is to be fully involved in living, fully involved in our living, that we can find things that we enjoy, we find and do things that fulfill us, excite us, that create a sense of fire and passion. But it also is something so much more. Now, ultimately, there is a golden egg, and I'm going to give you that golden egg as we're moving closer to commercial break here. The golden egg is that your purpose is to be happy. And now happiness means something completely different for everybody. We seek happiness. We strive to be happy. We want to be happy. We see all the ways that we're not happy. But what it boils down to is that the decisions and choices we are making in life, what it is that we are, how we are spending our time, who we are spending our time with, what we spend our time doing is what provides to us a thirst for life. And when we have a thirst for life, we become connected to the work we're doing. And the work we're doing in service to helping other people is what fuels our passion, right? But we find connection to people, we find connection to ourself, we find connection to life, and we connect with our purpose because suddenly something deeper, that's why we feel like something's missing, is because ultimately we're desperate for a deeper connection. A deeper connection to who we are, a deeper connection to life itself. So we look at doing things that fuel our passion, that almost cause the energy, so to speak. It's almost like that infect us in such a way that bring to us joy, that light us up from the inside out, that puts the smile on our face and the jump in our walk, you know, the bounce in the walk. So instead, I wanted to say, instead of trying to figure out that if you have what your purpose is, start looking at purpose of all of the things that bring you joy, all of the things that light you up, all of the things that you're passionate about. That's purpose. And in a master year of 2018, where it becomes focused on greater purpose, what the universe is calling for all of us is to begin to do and to have and to be within a life that is pleasing, that is rewarding to us on a deeper level. That whatever it is we're doing, that if it is bringing us joy and happiness, we are in that moment on in purpose. That our life is about the moments and the conscious choice we're making in the moments and the things we're doing, the action we're taking that begins to help us connect to something much more. You know, I think that if we look at, you know, if you can't think of a way of finding your purpose, I think we have to realize that sometimes we get in our own way. And so there's, you know, like Nike says, I love Nike. And this isn't an advertisement, but their thought philosophy is Nike says, just do it. One of the biggest things as to what holds us back from understanding what fuels us and where our passion lies is because we're too scared to try something. Will it work? Should I try it? What if I don't like it? What if it's a waste of money? Right? We get into this place where we begin taking action towards our goals, or we've got some bigger dreams instead of in our life, and yet we're struggling in some way to find what purpose is. But it's a cycle that really creates confusion, and within it there becomes almost a lack of clarity. And so we get into this place where we're saying, I really would like to do this, except ego is saying, oh, are you really sure? What if something bad happens? What if you lose your money? What if you fail? You might embarrass yourself. Can I tell you, I'm going to tell you this after the commercial break, but I'm going to tell you now because it really excites me. Be prepared to get embarrassed. Take a risk. Become vulnerable. You know, we have to look at, you know, discovering our greatest passions for life, what fuels us, because in there we find purpose. Purpose is not, as I said, is not the golden egg. We got to break up with looking for just one thing in life to sustain purpose and understand that purpose is what we is about doing the things that we love, the things that inspire us, the things that allow us to gain insight into what brings us the most joy. And the only way to know that, to know what our true purpose is, to where our passions lie, as I said, is to look at where life has taken you, the things you have been through, and ask yourself, what do you love? What do you love? I love to travel. I know a part of my purpose is to travel, to explore different places, to have different adventures, because travel brings me joy. You understanding? It doesn't matter what title, those different job titles that we have. As I said earlier, I'm a life coach and I'm an author and I'm a speaker. Those are the titles. Those are the things that I do, but that's not my purpose. My purpose is what drives all of those things. And my purpose are the things that bring me joy. What lights me up from the inside. You know, what happens often is we get into, and whether even as a holistic career, like even when I look at my own business, and I know, and again, I'm talking from things that I've experienced or things that I've been through on a personal level within my business, where I looked at the things of what would be what is expected of me. Everybody, you know, thinks of me, of course, knows that I'm a medium. So there's an expectation that I'm going to do readings for people. And so because of that, I look and think, okay, I'm going to do readings for people. And then at some point in time, it's not that I don't enjoy doing readings, because I love the healing. I love the connection. I love the direction and guidance that I'm able to bring forward and through for others. I love that part. But the readings themselves don't fuel me. I don't want to take anything away. I'm so grateful for my clients. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to do readings. Please know that. But what I'm saying is I recognize and know that there's something bigger that would fuel me more. So we have to take a look at whatever it is we're looking to do in our life, whatever goals we're looking to pursue, whatever it is that we are looking to be in our lives, to do in our lives. We have to go after the things that absolutely light us up, the things that give us an experience of joy, that create excitement, that cause us to stretch out of our comfort zones, to become vulnerable, to be exposed in a way that is causing us to grow and evolve. But we have to, one, be honest with ourselves. We have to understand that we are unique in who we are. But we've got to pursue the things that we enjoy, the things that are fun, the things that fuel us, to know that it's not about one thing, that our ultimate purpose is to be happy. And it's about doing all of those things that create more joy, more fun, and bring more light into our lives. I'm going to talk more about this after the commercial break. Of course, I've got a few tips of some things that you can start to do with helping you to discover greater purpose for in your life. Again, a reminder to please call in. I love when somebody comes on the air with me and we get to have a meaningful and deep conversation. The number is 248-809-3475. Give me a call. Be a part of the purpose of today's show. I'll be back after the commercial break.
Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What? The job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Did you know that 7 in 10 girls believe they are not good enough or don't measure up in some way? I'm Amy Poehler. You may know me from film and television, but I'm also involved off-screen, encouraging young girls to be proud of who they are. Body image breakdowns and the pressure to be perfect often causes a girl's self-esteem to plummet. But by being positive role models, we can change that. The number one wish among girls is for their parents to communicate better with them, including more frequent and more open conversations. So get involved and start talking. Begin a conversation with a girl in your life about the importance of self-esteem. Tell her why she is beautiful and set an example by avoiding negative self-talk. You can make a difference in the lives of girls, and that is no laughing matter.
This message was brought to you by American Women in Radio and Television and was made possible possible through the generous support of the Dove Self-Esteem Fund, working together to raise self-esteem in girls everywhere. To learn more, go to campaignforrealbeauty.com. Thank you for making a difference.
Lighten up. Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio.
Welcome back to the show, sweet friends. Talking all about purpose. And purpose, as we understand and knowing in this year of this master year of, you know, this 11 master year, where we're setting the foundations for our lives of being of greater contribution, of discovering greater purpose and fulfillment of, you know, deeper deeper and more meaningful ways of living, but also in alignment with the goals of our soul. So we're really in a transformational time where we're starting to have realizations that our potentials are so much more than maybe we have realized in the past. And through all of the transformations, as I said earlier, we're going through a little bit of an identity shift. We're really beginning to rediscover who we are, who we are at the core, what makes us tick, what we value, the things and the people and what we're doing that's important to us. All of that contributing to purpose. Now, one of the things that I was thinking earlier, because I'm always evaluating, and as you are, I'm probably pondering a lot about life lately, pondering, questioning things. I know I certainly have been caught up in the energy of that. And maybe the problem isn't about that we don't know what our purpose is, but just putting it out there, maybe the problem, so to speak, is the way that we're trying to find our purpose. And that's what I want to invite now in this part of the conversation to really, you know, for us to take a look at trying maybe some different things in discovering what that purpose is. As I said, first off, take a look at your life, of what you've lived through, what you've been through. I know part of my purpose, and one of the titles that I talk about being a mediumship mentor, and in that, you know, was because I am a medium, and that it seemed like every conversation that I was having in life was about life after death. Part of it was about other mediums disclosing to me that they were conversing and had experiences with the spirit world, that, you know, it was like a safe place to begin to share those secrets. And so, you know, the first time they could come out of the closet, so to speak. And so that those conversations, all of that started to evolve. And I started to get passionate about the fact of passionate about helping other people and helping other people in all kinds of ways. And one of the passions lies in helping people to understand that there is no death, that we have these amazing gifts and talents already a part of us. And it's about developing and learning and to realize that it is in connection that we feel happy, that it is in connection that we're not suffering, whether that be in connection to our loved ones on the other side. Because, I mean, let's face it, don't we all grieve and struggle? You know, when someone dies, I mean, it is the most difficult thing any of us ever have to go through in life. And so to know that we all, I don't care whether you know you're a medium or you only just are interested in this stuff, it doesn't matter, even to someone who is not even awake to the concept, we all have the gifts and talents and abilities within us to be able to bridge heaven and earth and to make that connection. We seek connection. And we seek connection to other people. As I said before the commercial break, I talked about those connections, our relationships, the spending time. We, again, need to take a look at who it is and what it is that we enjoy doing. And fun is a part of the equation. One of the things I started asking myself before I made any decision, and in honoring what understand the purpose, that nothing is more important than we're happy. That's it. And it doesn't matter what you're doing, as long as you're happy doing it and you're passionate about what you're doing, that you and you're experiencing happiness, that you are living on purpose. And so when we look at that, it doesn't matter whether we are flipping hamburgers at McDonald's, if we are absolutely enjoying tossing that burger into the air and we are doing a happy dance, in that moment, we are living our purpose. Are you understanding? So it's about finding the things, the careers, the jobs, the having the conversations, being with the people that contribute to the feelings of happiness within our lives. So we have, so that's one of the first steps. So the other thing we have to consider is we have to begin to take steps towards something that we want. And sometimes, you know, that's not always easy, again, because our ego shows up and it likes to talk us out of all of the ways that something is not possible instead of what it is that is possible. So one of the things in taking us, you know, a step is about exploring the things that we're passionate about, right? The things that light us up. And in it, again, we are not able to find out what those things are. We will never be able to get to the idea of life purpose if we are constantly talking ourselves out of it. Well, it probably won't work. I'm probably not going to like it. I don't have the money for it. You know, if we're not taking steps towards some of those things that we want, we've got to start to try new things in order for us to have deeper clarity about what it is we truly want to be and do within our lives. And so we'll never know that we enjoy writing, for instance. You may never know that you enjoy writing if you never pick up a pen and paper. Do you understand? You've got to take some form of action and you've got to try a few things. We've got to get more action. The experience is the reward. Clarity comes through the process of exploring, the process of trying, the process of taking action. And so what if it doesn't work? At least you tried. As I said, as Nike said, just do it. Now, what becomes really important, you know, where we want that deeper sense of connection. And what we're seeking when we're seeking purpose to life is we're missing something, right? We lack passion, and we lack passion because we don't feel connected to our life. So it becomes a matter of getting connected to our life. That can happen through mindfulness practice. That can happen through meditation. But one of the things I really encourage you to do is to start to get out of that head of yours, drop out of your head, get into your heart, because your heart is the best tool to access true purpose. It's where we can access the passions, and we get to ask ourselves, what do we love? And then we get to start taking steps and do the things that we love. When we are inspired and connected to ourselves, we feel happier, and inspiration floods through us. We get all kinds of ideas, and we get inspiration. We get guidance. We begin to say, hey, you know, I think I'd like to, you know, it might be spontaneous. It's like, wow, I think I'm going to go on a holiday. We begin to, you know, get out of the head and the ego state of mind that tells us all the reasons why we can't, why it's not possible, and what we are worthy and deserving of. And so when we get into our heart, we tap into something bigger than us. We tap into something that is greater within, what would be the power within, that invites us, that brings insights, that inspires us to do more things that bring us the most joy. Okay. Now we have to look, like anything, if something is missing, we need to look at leading a more passion-filled life. So we get out of our head and it comes down, you know, we get into our hearts and it comes down to a simple question. What am I, take what we're passionate about and do some daily action. And in doing some daily action, we will feel more purposeful and feel more fulfilled. So we can consider that whatever it is we're passionate about, if that's helping people, if that is volunteering at the school, if you are passionate about reading, you know, to the elderly, and you really, you enjoy it, you know, go and do more of that. You're going to find that those things you choose to do, whether you get paid for them or not, I think that's probably one of the biggest misconceptions when we understand life purpose. Life purpose isn't about what we get paid for. It can be a part of the equation. Don't get me wrong. You can build great businesses and things off of our passions. We can, you know, we can ignite a passion and it can be of great contribution to other people, and getting paid for it is the bonus. But we've got to get out of the mindset that life is about reward. Life isn't about what we get. It's what we give. And it's in what we give that we find it to be more purposeful. And in this year, and in these final months of this year, we begin to take a look at what are the things that bring me joy? What are, where are my passions? And let's take some daily action towards creating more of a purposeful life. And when we feel more purposeful, we feel purpose. And as I said, we can get paid for that too. I don't want to discredit that, but I don't want that. I'm going to invite that to not be your primary focus. There's a lot of things out in the world. There's a lot of different philosophies. There's a lot of law of attraction practices. There's a lot of all kinds of, you know, there's something out there for everybody. Let's just put it that way. And some of the things that are out there are more purpose to taking care of our physical life. That in some way, when we're living purpose, has to do with our material possessions, what kind of car we drive, how big of a house we have, right? Where we're traveling to, and not just even where we're traveling to, but whether we're traveling first class or whether we're in economy, you know, as if there's something wrong with traveling in economy. There's all of these things that become almost like stature, that become for recognition of financial gain. That in that, is there purpose? Are people living purpose? Absolutely. If they are happy and they are thriving within it, absolutely they're living their purpose. But however, I really want to say that it's not just about what takes place on the physical end of things. Our physical, you know, accumulation does not represent purpose. Purpose is represented by how we feel. And if we feel happy doing whatever it is, we are living purpose. Now, one of the things that I really want to encourage you to look at doing for yourself is to begin, as I said, I touched a little bit on it. You know, sometimes we don't feel like we're good enough at something, or it's not possible for us to do something, or we're not educated enough, or we lack some knowledge, or if we try something, we might actually embarrass ourselves because we're going to be no good at it. And what happens is the moment our ego starts directing it and they're saying, well, careful, you have the potential to embarrass yourself here. We never end up doing anything, right? We don't do anything that is important to us because we are playing it safe. And part of discovering passion and igniting a life of passion so we can feel more purposeful in everything we're doing is because we have to be willing to do something at the risk of embarrassment, at the risk of being vulnerable, at the risk of being seen not perfect. Because let's face it, none of us are perfect, right? We all have reasons to doubt ourselves. And I can give you a list of reasons why that, you know, there's something that I would really want to do and why it's not possible for me to do it, right? But we get into reasons like, I can't start my own business because my kids are the priority. And I'm not taking anything away. My kids were my priority too, but it doesn't mean we can't have the best of both worlds, right? But there's other things as well, like I'm going to probably fail and look like a complete idiot for even trying. People are not going to understand me. My friends are going to mock, or, you know, I might lose all my friends, whatever plays out. Our ego creates all kinds of scenarios that create from that place of fear. And so I want to encourage you to embrace the idea or embrace the emotion of embarrassment. Feeling foolish is a part of achieving anything that's important to us. When we're looking for something more meaningful and we're looking to make a major life decision, as I said before, we have to look at the things that scare us and excite us at the same time. And if it scares us, chances are we're going to need to learn something. And the only way sometimes to learn anything is by doing it. And so we have to give an opportunity. You know what? Yeah, we might totally embarrass ourselves, but you know what? At least I tried. Life isn't about us avoiding embarrassment. We can't be living with our head in the sand, because where's the fun? Where are the memories? Where's the joy that we're creating? We become way too serious within life to avoid anything horrible in our experience. And guess what? We're never going to avoid it because our soul is here for exactly that. It is looking to indulge in life. And indulging in life is not just about, is not living completely aligned, happy, and exhilarated all the time. As I said, happiness comes and goes. There's ups and downs, but the thing that most people don't understand are the things that we're passionate about, are the things we take action on that begins to create more happiness. We can't feel happy if we are only, if we all we're doing is sitting at home thinking about the fact that we're feeling stuck. I feel really stuck. Guess what? We're going to remain feeling stuck. So we have to break out of our routines. We have to get off our couches. We have to try something instead of nothing to see if something new happens. We are part, you know, in order for there to be change in our life, we have to be willing to change our mind about things. And we've got to be willing to change the action that we're taking. And then sometimes that is, like I said, that can be no action at all. So discovering what we're passionate about in life and what matters to us is a little bit of trial and error. There's times we might embarrass ourselves. We may not be able to do things to the best of our ability, or we might only be doing the best of our ability. And we think, it's still not working out that great. None of us know exactly how things are going to do. You know, we don't know exactly how to do everything. And that's the activity of doing is how we learn. The activity of getting off the couch and going and doing something is how we begin to show up in our lives, where it becomes more meaningful. We're not just, you know, in allowing time to slip away. We're doing something meaningful. So I would encourage you to do something meaningful, whether that means getting outside of your house every day. Just go outside, you know, shut down. It's like, you know, let's pretend there's no social media for a while. Go outside, go for a walk, do something different than that's out of routine. Just, you know, sign up for a dance class. You might think that you can't dance. And I know I'm such a big Nia fan. And so, you know, when you look at, you know, go and dance. And a lot of people say, I can't dance. I'm just going to embarrass myself. Get out there, go and dance, give it a try, begin to create some joy, cultivate the happiness, do the things, because in it, you begin to ignite passion for living. And then you can begin to recognize the ways in which you can do your work, live your life to bring more of that. Right? Join a book club, you know, gather, you know, book clubs are great for those people who love to read. And I love to read, you know, to have a book and to read it and then to be able to discuss that book with other people. You know, lots of people say, oh, I don't like reading. Well, guess what? Try something new or you're going to stay there. You're going to stay where you are. Nothing changes if we don't change. You know, what would you do if you had all the time in the world? Write down a few of those answers. I was just, I was out with a friend this morning and we were having a great conversation about life and about our future and how we're feeling and this identity crisis that we're both going through. And, you know, I said to her, I said, you know, it comes back to that ultimate question. What would you do if money and time were not a part of the equation? How would you be, where would you be? Who would you be spending it with? You know, sometimes we begin to create some limitation for what can bring us happiness by, as I said, allowing the ego to define it. So we look at, you know, what are some of the things you can do? So as I said, sign up for a dance class. I had a conversation with a client the other day and where Spirit was saying to her, telling me, Bonnie, she has a beautiful singing voice and yet she never sings. So I said to my client, I said, you know, I'm getting guidance that you really need to sing, that you have a beautiful voice and you're not using it. And she replied and said, oh no, I haven't sang for years. I can't sing. I'm no good at singing. And yet singing is something that cultivates joy for her. And so she was not taking action on the things that fueled her. And so if we don't take action on the things that fuel us, we're not going to cultivate the happiness. And of course, we're not going to have a more purposeful life. And so in that, who cares if you can sing or not? Embarrass yourself. Embarrass yourself in your own home with nobody else there. You know, turn the music up on your radio and sing at the top of your lungs. Embarrass yourself in traffic because you're driving and dancing. You know, do anything to begin to kind of shift out of the funk, to cultivate a little bit more energy of that joy and happiness, to begin to do the things that ignite you. And where you ignite things inside of you, passion is discovered. And where there's passion with action, we have purpose. We feel purpose. We can live a purposeful life. So life purpose itself, as I said, it's something that we're seeking as if it's this one ultimate thing. And yet it's not, my friends. It's so much more. And yet, you know what? Sometimes life is crappy. And sometimes we're not going to be any good. We're not going to be very good at all at something. We might have no clue what we're doing. We might embarrass ourselves in one shape or form, and we might do it more than once. But the only way to move into a place of discovery of our potentials is to begin to do things differently. And when we do things differently, we start to find joy. And wherever there's joy and wherever there's happiness, we are in that moment with purpose. So we begin to look and choose to do the things that bring us joy. It brings me so much joy to sit here every week with you and have these conversations and help you shift your mindset and to love up the ego and to understand the whole spiritual nature of who we are. I love it. I'm passionate about it. It's what brings the title of a radio host into my life. But it's not. And in this moment, hear me spending time, I'm living my purpose. And then when I'm done here, I'll be logging off from you and jumping on with a client, because in that brings me purpose. I'm passionate about helping others. I'm passionate. That's why I'm here on the radio show. I'm passionate about helping you. It fuels me. I love to talk. I love when people want to listen. It fuels me. So that's part, you know, that, you know, I understand, you know, you take a look at that too. I said earlier, take a look at where life has been. I've always loved to talk. Yes, I'm a Gemini. I have all kinds of, you know, we won't get into the astrological aspects of who I am. I've got a lot of air. I'm here to communicate. And so within it, I look at the ways. My purpose is about communication. My purpose is about speaking. My purpose is about doing those things that I'm passionate about. And when your things that you're passionate about, when the things that bring you joy, the things that begin to help you to feel like you are playing in life, you are living your purpose. There's a saying that one of my mentors taught me many, many years ago. And he said, when your work becomes your play and your play becomes your work, you're not going to know whether you're playing or working. That's purpose. So you see, it's about igniting the passion, doing the things that bring us joy. And the other part of it is that those expectations of what we think we need to be doing with our gifts, how it is we think we need to be of service, look to the things that fulfill you, what brings you joy in helping others, in your contribution to others. Where are the actions and where are the moments that bring you the most happiness? Because that's where life is pointing you. Life is pointing you towards those bigger things. It's pointing to whatever makes you happy. And if you're not feeling happy doing anything in your life, if you're not feeling happy on the couch, you got to get off the couch. if you've got an amazing career, but you're not feeling happy and you're not in your career, or you're dreading it in some way, you know, those Sunday nights. You know, those Sunday nights I'm talking about, those Sunday nights where we're dreading Monday morning. It hasn't even happened, right? Where we know it's like, oh my gosh, I'm back to work tomorrow. If you are in dread about your work that you're doing, it's time for change. Whatever you are pursuing, you've got to be having some fun while you're doing it. You know, does it make you want to get out of bed in the morning? Does it light you up? Does it make you happy? Because if it's not bringing in that energy of happiness, that fulfillment, that feeling of joy, then it's time for change. And that, sweet friends, is not living purpose. That's just existing. Thank you so much for tuning into today's show. It is always a pleasure to hang out with you each and every Wednesday. And remember, I'm always here to take your calls, even though you didn't call today. Again, hint, hint, I'm looking forward to next week. Bye for now, sweet friends. Be good to yourself.